You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Oh yes, a very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say at this time of the week? Oh, of course we do. We say WTW. Welcome to Wednesday, boys and girls. It is Wednesday and it is May the 11th. Starting off with a few things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. And we're going to start off going back to the year 1900 when US World Heavyweight Champion, this is a guy called Jim Jeffries, he knocks out the former champion, James J. Corbett. This was in New York and after 23 rounds. They must have been worn out. 1904, Australian diva Nellie Melba signs a recording contract with the Gramophone Company. That's what it's called then. 1927, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences was founded on this day. And lastly for now, still in 1927, on this day, Spanish cubist painter Juan Gris. He dies in Paris, and he'd lived there since the year 1906.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I feel it in my toes. Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Come on and let it show.
All my life.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. Those two got us going on a Wednesday morning, didn't they? That was Van Halen there, and Why Can't This Be Love? And that was for their seventh studio album, which was called 5150. And that was released in 1986, was when that came out. The song was released as a lead single from the album, and that was on Warner Brothers Records. And was the group's first single with lead vocalist Sammy Hagar on it, who replaced founding member David Lee Roth. Released, by the way, both in 7-inch and 12-inch. What is he talking about, by the way? That was the size of the records in those days. The version, that was the version we played. Now, moving on to the first one, that was called Love Is All Around. We played that by Wet, Wet, Wet. But it was originally recorded by the English band The Troggs, and their version featuring a string quartet and a TikTok sound, and that was back in 1987. But the version we played, that was Wet Wet Wet, because Richard Curtis approached the band Wet 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 from Scotland, by the way, about recording a cover song to soundtrack his film called Four Weddings and a Funeral. Remember that one? Well, the band got to pick between three choices of songs. There was that one that we just played, Love Is All Around. The other one was I Will Survive. by Gloria Gaynor. And the third one, well, the third one was this one. It was Barry Manilow's I Can't Smile Without You. So that's the third choice that Wet had to record a cover for Four Weddings and a Funeral. I think they made the right choice, to be perfectly honest. But that one, Barry Manilow's Can't Smile Without You, did you know that is also a cover? It was a song. It was originally written by Christian Arnold, David Martin and Jeff Morrow, and recorded, well, by various artists, including that one by Barry Manilow. But it was also recorded, one I remember as well, was The Carpenters. And it was first recorded and released, though, by David Martin as a solo single back in the year 1975. And the 1977 one by Barry Manilow, and was recorded in 77, released in 78, is probably the best known version. And that brings us nicely, yes, indeed, to 15 minutes, just a few seconds away. 15 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock here on this Wednesday, the 11th of May. And it is that time, yes. Get you spruced up and smelling nice on your way to work or wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Shake your body down to the ground. Crowded in the shower this morning, wasn't it? You had the whole of the Jacksons in there. Shake your body down. And you can do that now. You can do that now. Get yourself dried off and, as I said, on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning time. Keep an eye on the time. We're 19 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. Busy little morning this morning. I'll tell you all about that a little bit later. So I've sorted out exactly what I'm going to be doing. Busy little morning. Usual bits and pieces for you in around about 11 minutes time. We'll take a look at some of the local news headlines, which we'll look at more detail later on, 8 and 9 o'clock. And so busy. Well, I'm going to tell you more about that, but don't forget you can get more of the local news at 8 and 9 o'clock. International news, we'll take a look at that at 7:30, some of the international business news. And, we'll also look at, the weather between 7 and 7:30. And I can tell you I've been very brave this morning. I've actually opened one of the blinds. The reason for that, well, it's quite simply because it's very cloudy out there right now and no sunshine, so I'm all right. Panic at the Disco, High Hopes.
Always had a feeling I was gonna be that one in a million. Always.
best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Well, that's where they are. That's the Sweet, and they're in the New York Groove. 26 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and take us down to the bottom of the hour. This is something from the weekend. Yes, we're nearly there, aren't we? We're halfway there. This is called Blinding Lights.
Show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales, @AlóricaPanamá.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us this morning on The Breakfast Show. Just join us. Good morning to you. It is 28 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Take a look at some of the local news that we'll be looking at in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. No deaths from COVID-19 reported in the last 24 hours. An increase, though, in new infections is reported when 3,307, yes, 3,307 new cases were detected on Tuesday. Now, these cases were detected, though. Remember, they did this after doing 15,357 tests, so they did a lot of tests, which showed a positivity of 21.5%. So really the positivity percentage hasn't really changed much. The number of deaths remains unchanged, 8,194. There are 16,104 active cases, of which 15,956 are in home isolation and 155 are hospitalized. Now those in isolation, that's divided into 15,921 at home and 35 in the so-called hospital hotels. In hospital, we've got 132 patients in the hospital wards and 16 patients in the intensive care units. At least 12 people were arrested on Tuesday. This, of course, on the second day of the general strike called by the Coalition of Unity for Colón, CUCO, in the province. Now, among those detained are the leaders of this movement, Edgardo Vautier and Roman Macias. Yesterday in the province, there were clashes between officials of the National Police and demonstrators from Colón. More on that, as I said, later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. And, by the way, just meanwhile, the Vice Minister of Internal Trade and Industries, Omar Montilla, said that the delegation that will attend the requests for these protesters was being currently formed or defined. Despite the admission of the protection of guarantees and the provisional suspension of the agreement of the Municipal Council of the District of Panama that authorizes the construction of the new seafood market, well, guess what? Mayor Jose Luis Fabrega insists on carrying out the tender for the work. The President of the National Assembly, Crispiano Adames, confirmed on Tuesday that he aspires to be re-elected in office for the period 2022 to 2023. We are soliciting the votes among the deputies. The vote is what defines the electoral reality of any person, he says. Well, regarding the Vice President's of the Assembly, Deputy Adamus said that there are several proposals on the table, and one of those is the possible re-election of the first Vice President, Kyra Harding. Guarantees Judge Irina Gutierrez legalized the arrest of a 21-year-old man who over the weekend appeared on a video on social networks burning a cat after it was dead. Well, Gutierrez also charged him with a crime against the environment in the form of mistreatment of domestic animals. Under the slogan, "We want them back now, alive and safe, we love you," a group of women went to protest in front of the Attorney General's office to demand speed in the cases of missing women in Panama in recent days. Now, some 17 groups endorsed the statement in which they demand from the government a comprehensive response to the number of disappearances of women and girls in Panama. The public ministry revealed on Monday that investigations are currently being carried out into the disappearance of 17 women in various parts of the country. According to the ministry, steps are being taken to locate the women and establish the causes of their disappearance. From approximately 8:32 p.m. on Sunday, the 15th of May, the total lunar eclipse can be seen in Panamanian territory. The eclipse will be fully visible in all the countries of South and Central America, and half will be seen in Eastern Northern America and part of Europe. So there we go. That's it. Something exciting to look forward to there, isn't it, at the end? By the way, on that moon eclipse, it's explained here by Patricia Kesselman, astrologer and professor of astrology. She explained to Clarindao Argentina that unlike solar eclipses, which can only be seen from a relatively small part of the Earth, a lunar eclipse can be seen from any part of the Earth where it's nighttime. There you go, you see, you wouldn't notice it during the day, would you? So there you are, remember, it all starts at 7:27 Panama time on Sunday. And that's it. There's our look. Some of those things that have been happening here in Panama. More details about those a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9. All right? Time now? Well, we're 22 and a half minutes before 7. Don't forget, we'll also be checking with our Intrepid Outdoor reporter this morning, Ingrid. After this, I'll tell you a little bit about our guest this morning. Well, one regular, one guest.
It was a quiet night, and I would be alright. if I could go on sleeping. But every morning I wake up and worry, what's gonna happen today? You see it your way, I see it mine, but we both see it slipping away. Baby, I guess that wasn't enough.
There we go, that is the Eagles and Best of My Love. Making our way up to 18 minutes before the hour. 7 o'clock, it is a Wednesday, which is when we say WTW, isn't it? Of course it is. And let me tell you what we got. Tis a Wednesday, what do we do on a Wednesday? Well, we take a look at what's happening with the movies, All Being Well with Andreas. And we will be doing that this morning. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. And apparently he had his wisdom teeth taken out yesterday, so he asked if he could Zoom the meeting. It's going to be very interesting if he's got no wisdom left, isn't it? Going to have fun with this one. He's been to see, I think it is, the new Doctor Strange movie, so we'll be talking about that. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. Joining me in the last hour this morning, we've got Winnie T. Sitton. We're going to be talking about a play, the El Puente, which is coming out. Now, Winnie T. Sitton, he is a playwright, a director and a producer, and written and directed 7 plays and more than 100 stand-up comedy monologues. Oh, that's good. Perhaps I'm getting to do some writing for me. That'd be fun. And he was winner in 2011 of the National Contest of Literature, Ricardo Miro, Maximum Literary Award in Panama. And this was in the theatre section with the work Go For Them. Now, the play we're going to be talking about that he's working on, they're playing tribute to Raul Lis, and with the premiere of the work El Puente, the bridge, which is going to be at the National Theatre of Panama. And so we're going to be chatting about that, which is going to be really interesting. Looking forward to that. Seems to be quite a somber subject from what I've seen. But to say, we'll find out more about that from Winnie T. Sitton later on this morning. Now, just going back to the world of entertainment and what happened on this day. If we go to the year 1956, Elvis Presley first entered the UK charts with this.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Oh, although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. You're so lonely, they could die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. And think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, you're so lonely, well, you're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell.
lonely. He'll leave you so lonely you could die.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson and Nasty, following on from Elvis Presley and Heartbreak Hotel. Yep, that was in the charts, enters the charts in the UK over there. Yeah, on the other side of the water, 1956. Oh dear, such a shame, I remember it. 10 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. I tell you what, let's take a skim. I know we're going to be looking at international news headlines at the top of the hour, but let's just see what... I tell you what I've got here. Yeah, no, here's a good one. I want you to think about this, and we'll do something in the next hour, probably the latter half of the next hour. But there was a gentleman, his name was James Cromwell. And what did he do? Well, he glues his hand, apparently, to a Starbucks counter in protest. Oscar nominee James Cromwell, it says here, has glued his hand to a Manhattan Starbucks counter in protest over the chain's surcharge on vegan milk. As a part of a PETA, this is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals demonstration, he read a statement denouncing the coffee company's policy. NYC police officers responded to the incident and asked the protesters to leave. It doesn't say here whether he had to leave with or without the counter. I mean, depends what he glued it. I mean, I would imagine he uses something like super glue, otherwise it's not much of a protest, really, is it? Cromwell, by the way, he's 82 years of age now. He stars in HBO's Succession and is also known for Babe, Pig in the City, and LA Confidential. So, what I was thinking is, he's glued himself to the counter in Starbucks in Manhattan. What piece of music would you play for him? Or what piece of music relevant to the situation would you play? What piece of music? Let me know, and I'll dig it out, and I'll play it. I'll give you some of my own ideas a bit later on as well. Gives us something to do, doesn't it, really? Exactly. Blackout All-Stars. I like it. There we go, that's it. The Blackout All-Stars. And I like it. Miami Sound Machine. Take us up to the top of the hour. Bad Boys.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
We have
have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. And by the way, don't forget our friends at Encuentra Venti Quattro. If you haven't tried it yet, why don't you try it? This is the new Encuentra Venti Quattro Entrega a Domicilio. Now, you sell, and Encuentra Venti Quattro picks it up from your place, delivers it to the buyer, and pays you directly into your account. It's fast, it's secure, and it's easy. Encuentra Venti Quattro, Entrega a Domicilio. Give it a try as well. And by the way, if you're looking for a car, don't hang around. They sell cars. They sell us this here. Somebody buys a car from Encuentra Venti Quattro in every 6 minutes. Every 6 minutes, somebody buys a car. So if you go there and look for a car, mind you, they've got a lot. They've got about 5,000 of them. So that's a few hours worth, isn't it? Right, let's move on and take a look, shall we, at some of the international news for this Wednesday morning. Flows of Russian gas to Europe through a transit point in Ukraine dried up on Wednesday, while Kiev reported battlefield gains over invading Russian forces that could signal a shift in the war's momentum. Ukraine has remained a major route for Russian gas to Europe ever since February the 24th invasion. Even since then, with President Vladimir Putin calls a special military operation. Well, mounting Western sanctions are seeking to ban or phase out the use of Russian energy, a key source of funds for Putin's war effort and a vulnerability for Europe, especially Germany. The United States House of Representatives approved more than $40 billion more aid for Ukraine on Tuesday as Congress races to keep military aid flowing and boost the government in Kiev as it grapples with the Russian invasion. The House passed the Ukraine spending bill by 368 votes to 57, and not surprisingly, every no vote coming from the Republicans. The measure now heads to the Senate, which is expected to act quickly. Russian diplomat Sergei Andreev was feeling unwelcome, apparently, on the streets of Warsaw, even before protesters doused him with red liquid thrown in his face at short range this week. Well, soon after Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the 24th of February, Andreev, who is Moscow's ambassador in Poland, found the embassy bank accounts had been frozen. Attempts to meet with Polish officials for any level of diplomatic discussion were impossible, he said. His regular barber refused to cut his hair. Insurance companies denied coverage for embassy cars, according to Andreev. He said, we are practically isolated, he told Reuters before the paint incident on Monday. Across Europe's capitals, Russian diplomats are getting the cold shoulder, ranging from diplomatic expulsions by governments to protests by individual citizens and service denials by companies. China hit back on Wednesday against what it called irresponsible comments by the head of the World Health Organization, who described the country's uncompromising and increasingly painful zero-COVID policy as not sustainable. The policy has placed hundreds of millions of people across dozens of cities under various degrees of movement restrictions, most dramatically in Shanghai, causing significant economic damage in China and beyond, and fueling widespread frustration. And China's military said on Wednesday that it had monitored and warned a U.S. warship that had sailed through the sensitive Taiwan Strait, a mission that happened shortly after China carried out drills near the island. The U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet said that the guided missile cruiser, the USS Port Royal, conducted a routine Taiwan Strait transit through international waters in accordance with international law on Tuesday, the second such mission in 2 weeks. An Al Jazeera reporter was shot dead. This was during an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, with Palestinians and other news channels accusing Israel of killing her. and Israel's leader, saying that she was killed or likely killed by Palestinian fire. Shireen Abu Akhley, 51, a Palestinian American, was wearing a press vest that clearly marked her as a journalist while reporting in the city of Jenin, the Qatar-based outlet has said. And Iran's intelligence ministry said on Wednesday that it arrested two European nationals for allegedly fomenting insecurity in the country, state media reported. This was as the EU pushes to revive Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. The pair were accused of organizing chaos and social disorder aimed at destabilizing Iran in conjunction with foreign intelligence services, state TV cited, the ministry is saying, without revealing their nationalities. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the things in the international news right now. And we will be looking at, some of the items in the international business news later on at 7:30. Between now and then, we'll also take a look at the weather, shall we? There we go, yes, Mr. Nick Kershaw there. And a very good morning to Peter Patterson. Good morning to you. He dropped his line. He likes that one. And so do I. We haven't played it for a while either. So, by the way, Peter, any piece of music you might like, just let us know. We try and keep everybody happy on here, and we'll see if we can dig it out and play it for you. And one of the things I suggested earlier on, here's something you guys might want to get involved in. James Cromwell glues his hand to a Starbucks counter in protest. Says Oscar nominee James Cromwell has glued his hand to a Manhattan Starbucks counter in protest over the chain surcharge on vegan milk. Dear, oh dear. A part of PETA, this is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, demonstrated. He read a statement denouncing the coffee company's policy. So he went in there, Starbucks, and stuck his hand with glue to the counter. What piece of music would you play for him? What piece of music would you play for him? We'll have a little bit of fun with that a bit later on, probably in the next, between 7:30 and 8:00. See what we can come up with. I got a few ideas. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are making our way to, well, we are exactly 7:13. Another piece of music. And then what we'll do is take a look and see what the weather's doing. It's brightening up a little bit, by the way, I can tell you that much.
When they grow up, will they be confused that these people are not their real parents? If a train is leaving Chicago at 11 a.m. in the morning with 5,000 pounds of bullfish, and another train is leaving Phoenix at exactly the same time...
I love that one. It's called You Look Marvelous. I have to play that to myself sometimes. And do you know who's singing that, by the way? It's Billy Crystal and You Look Marvelous. The words on that are absolutely brilliant. We're 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. What are we going to do? We're going to take a look at the weather. What I can tell you is they're giving you the sort of breakfast show studio the report for right now. The sun is peeping through. It's brightening up for this morning. Not so bright that the blind has been closed, because I opened it earlier on this morning. It's still open, so we're doing quite well. But let's take a look. Let's go over to, as we do this time of the morning, go over to Costa Rica in the province of Colón and take a look and see what the weather is doing over there. Maximum temperature today is going to be 31 degrees Celsius with the minimum at 23. 37 degrees will be the thermal sensation with 80% relative humidity. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight as well. So that's pretty consistent right through the day. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, we'll take a look and see what's happening with West Panama. We've got 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum, 23 the minimum. No change there. No change with the thermal sensation. Same as over in Costa Rica at 37 degrees Celsius. 79% is the relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, a few showers in the afternoon, and it's going to be partially cloudy tonight. Moving along the coast a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area, pretty much the same. 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature. Minimum temperature is just 1 degree higher than the others at 24 degrees Celsius. 37 the thermal sensation, and 81% is the relative humidity. Cloudy during the course of this morning. I would say partially cloudy right now. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight, well, that's going to be cloudy. So there we go. Now, let's take a look out at the Perlis Islands around that area, out in the Gulf of Panama. We've got 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum, with 26 the minimum. Not much of a spread on that one. 35, though, is the thermal sensation, which is going to be rather pleasant. And their relative humidity has come down. It was up in the 90s yesterday. It's down to 83% during the course of today. We're looking at isolated showers during the course of the morning, a few showers in the afternoon, and tonight as well. So there we go. Not too bad. Fingers crossed. Moving over to maritime conditions, let's see what we've got. Starting with the tides, on the Pacific we have two low tides and one high tide. The first low tide, that was at 5:34 this morning, that was 1.25 metres. High tide, that's going to be just a couple of minutes before midday, 11:58 a.m, 3.87 metres. And last low tide, 6:16 tonight, 1.25 metres, exactly the same as the first high tide this morning. Moving over to the Caribbean, we've got a full set, two down, two up. Low tide, that was at 1.54 this morning, 0.09 of a metre. High tide, at 7.24, so in around about 2 minutes time. That's going to be a high tide on the Caribbean side, and that's going to be 0.18 of a metre. Low tide, that's going to be at 2:18 in the afternoon, minus 0.06 of a metre. And high tide, the last one, 0.21 of a metre, and that will be at 9:18 tonight. Last high tide, 9:18 tonight, 0.21 of a metre. So there we go. There are the tides for you today. Now, let's take a look at the actual maritime conditions if you're going to go onto the water. Starting on the Caribbean, good conditions this morning, 12 to 15 kilometre an hour wind, so light winds coming from a northwesterly direction with waves at 3 feet. During the afternoon, good conditions continue, not much of a change, 16 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west-northwest in the afternoon, waves at 3 feet. Taking a look at the Pacific Ocean, we're looking at very light winds, just a breeze, 3 to 5 kilometres an hour coming from the north-northwest during the course of the morning, waves at 3 feet. In the afternoon, let's see if there's any change. We've still got good conditions, no advisory for you. Winds are still light. They're going to be 8 to 10 kilometres an hour, and they're going to be coming from a southerly direction, and that's in waves at 3 feet. No change with the waves, all right? So there we are. There's your Pacific weather today. Don't forget, please, if you are going out on a small boat, do please make sure that you are wearing a life jacket. If you're on a bigger boat, a ferry or something like that, do make sure you listen to the safety advice from the crew on the vessel, and make sure you make a note of where the life vests are, etc. All right, we want to keep you safe. Is called the Decemberists, and down on the knuckle. We've got a couple of requests to get through. Also, let me say a very good morning to Paul over there in the United Kingdom, And he sent us in some nice good news stories this morning. We'll see if we can get through some of those. I know it's going to be a busy morning. Join, of course, we've got people joining us online at in the 8 o'clock hour. That's, of course, Andreas. And we've also got Winnie T. Sit-On joining us in the last hour of this morning's program. We keep an eye on the time right now, 27 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. And the first request that goes out to, Mary Lou this morning. She drops a little line bright and early, and she's on her way to work. Says, good morning, everybody, and have a great Wednesday. Can you please play? You recognize this one. It's so so distinctive, isn't it? It is Gary Numan and Cars, of course, for Mary Lou this morning.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. This ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let
Guns N' Roses and Live and Let Die. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are exactly 24 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you, don't forget, at the top of the hour. And let me see, my next request for this morning, let's say a very good morning to Talitha. She drops a little line this morning. Good morning to you. And you asked if we could play something for you. It comes from Johnny Cash. A ring of fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
There we go. That is Johnny Cash there and Ring of Fire. That song is like another song which I think is ideal for advertising. The other one is I Can See Clearly Now, which I thought would be absolutely perfect for an optician, wouldn't it be, an optometrist, for advertising. And that one, Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, I think that would be great for manufacture of hemorrhoids cream or something like that, don't you? Right, let's take a look. I'm a little bit late. Let's take a look at some of the business news for this morning. Sorry about that. Sort of got slipped up a little bit. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ ended higher on Tuesday with big growth shares rising after the previous day's sell-offs as Treasury yields tumbled. Bank shares fell along with yields. The benchmark 10-year note yield dropped from more than a 3-year high to below 3%. The Dow also ended lower, and the day's trading was choppy, with major indices moving between gains and losses as investors were nervous ahead of the release of Wednesday's US Consumer Price Index data and Thursday's Producer Prices data. Investors will be looking for signs that inflation is peaking amidst the rubble of financial markets this week. Investors can be forgiven for feeling pessimistic, but the news flow over the past few hours has been apparently encouraging. For one, Chinese officials say half of Shanghai has achieved zero COVID status, though activity curbs remain in place for now. Second, US President Joe Biden is considering eliminating Trump-era tariffs on China as a way to lower goods prices. Then a growing number of Federal Reserve officials pushed back on Tuesday against the possibility of a 75 BPS interest rate hikes. And finally, there are hopes that US consumer price data due later on Wednesday will show inflationary pressures are peaking. All that has put US stock futures firmly in the black, and Asian equities have picked themselves up from near 2-year lows. Chinese stocks rose as much as 2%. The dollar closed to a two-decade high on Wednesday as investors waited for fresh U.S. inflation data to anticipate how aggressively the Federal Reserve will have to tighten monetary policy to keep rising prices in check. The dollar index, which measures the greenback's strength against a basket of six currencies, was on the back foot in early European trading, slipping 0.28% to 103.65. But while expectations are for US inflation to have softened to 8.1% annually in April against 8.5% in March, The dollar was still within reach of 104.19, as its strongest since December of 2002, hit at the start of the week. Russian gas producer Gazprom said it continues shipping gas to Europe via Ukraine, with volumes on Wednesday seen at 72 million cubic meters, down from 95.8 on Tuesday. Gazprom did not say if that level was in line with requests from European clients. Volumes have declined after nominations for Russian gas transit via Ukraine at the Sokharinovka entry point for May 11 fell to zero. Data from Ukraine's gas pipeline operator following Kiev's warning of shutting down supplies via that route. The stock market took the view for the first time on Tuesday that it was unlikely that Elon Musk will acquire Twitter Inc. for $44 billion, as he originally agreed. The implied probability of the deal closing at that price fell below 50% when Twitter shares hit $46.75 based on the $54.20 deal price, that Twitter shares having closed at $39.31 on the 1st of April, the last trading day before Elon Musk revealed that he had amassed a stake in the social media company. Twitter shares fell as much as 3% to touch a low of $46.50 in afternoon trading. And sticking with Elon Musk, he said on Tuesday that he would reverse Twitter's ban on former US President Donald Trump when he buys the social media platform, the clearest signal yet of Musk's intention to cut moderation of the site. Musk, the world's richest person and chief executive of electric vehicle maker Tesla, of course, has inked a $44 billion deal to buy Twitter, and he has called himself a free speech abolitionist, but given new specific details, or given few specific details of his plan. Absolutionist. I'm just going to say, does that mean you're going to get rid of it? Okay, let it rip. From what I understand, there'll be very little moderation on Twitter once he gets his hand on it. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 16 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, the gentleman who stuck his hands to the counter in Starbucks and said, let's come up with a song. Can you come up with a song to represent what this gentleman has done? Well, we've got one in already. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. Renee and Rick says, good morning. How about Lionel Richie? Stuck on You. There we go.
Stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Stuck on you. Been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. We'll
Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needed a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
There we go. That's one of them stuck on you. And that's for our gentleman who stuck himself to the counter of a Manhattan Starbucks complaining about the increase in the price of vegan milk. It should be the same as the rest of it, they say. So that was the first one that came from Renee this morning. And a big thank you for that, Renee. The other choice, this comes from Donald this morning. Good morning to you, Donald. Comes from Jerry Rafferty. Stuck in the middle of you. There we go. That is Donald's choice. Sticking yourself to the counter of Starbucks in Manhattan. And we've had two. That one from Donald, stuck in the middle with you. And from Renee, we've got Lionel Richie and Stuck on You. And my choice. This comes from Sugarland. Stuck like glue.
So good. the love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Some days I don't feel like trying. Some days, you know, I wanna just give up. When it doesn't matter who's right, fight about it all night, had enough. You give me that look, I'm sorry, baby, let's make up. Do that thing that makes me laugh. And just like that, there you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. From the ATA, whoa-oh, whoa-oh, feeling kinda sick. Just a spoonful of sugar, make it better real quick. I say, whoa-oh, whoa-oh, what you gonna do with that? Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, come on over here with that sugar, sticky, sweet stuff. Come on, give me that stuff. Everybody wants some melodies against stuff. Up in your hair, whoa-oh, whoa-oh, up in your hair. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, up in your hair. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, up in your hair.
There we go, that's it, that's my choice. Stuck like glue. Comes from Sugarland. Right, I want to quickly get in at least one of these stories that I got from Paul this morning. Good news. Yes, good news stories. We love them, don't we? Scientists can now create new hearing cells that can overcome deafness caused by aging. There's hope for me yet. What'd you say? Considered a major hurdle to reversing hearing loss, the gene discovery allows the production of inner and outer ear hair cells. Now, hearing loss due to aging, noise, and certain cancer therapy drugs and antibiotics has up until now been seen as irreversible when there is the death of such cells which develop in the embryo and do not, by the way, reproduce. But scientists have discovered a single master gene, TBX2, that can change ear cells into either outer or inner sensory hair ones. And it says the outer hair cells expand and contract in response to the pressure of sound waves and amplify sound for the inner hair cells. Now, the inner hair cells transmit those vibrations to the neurons to create the sound that we hear. Now, currently, scientists can produce an artificial hair cell, but it does not differentiate into an inner or outer cell, which provide different essential functions and to produce hearing. Now, about 8.5% of adults aged 55 to 64 in the United States have disabling hearing loss, so this discovery could be revolutionary to many. We have overcome a major hurdle, Professor Jaime Garcia Anoveros of Northwestern University explained in a statement describing the coordinated movement of the inner and outer cells. He said, "It's like a ballet. The ear is a beautiful organ, and there is no other organ or mammal where the cells are so precisely positioned with micrometric precision. Otherwise, hearing doesn't occur." The study was published in the journal Nature and complements recent research by MIT, which has a new drug candidate that stimulates the growth of hair cells in the inner ear. Isn't that a great hair? Great bit of news, that. And it says, what's the difference between... Well, I'm sort of way above that age and I can still hear. Honestly, I can. I can even hear a rumor. Just like Bananarama. The 3 minutes before 8 o'clock.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use a drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales. @AlóricaPanamá.
I might never be knight in shining armor. I might never be the one you take home to mother. And I might never be the one who brings you flowers. But I can be the one tonight. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah. Girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for. I'm not good at making promises. But if you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, then baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you. And if you like,
flashing every time we go out. Oh yeah. And if you're looking for someone to write your breakup songs about, baby, I'm perfect. Baby, we're perfect. If you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know.
Oh, there we go. That is One Direction bringing us in on this hour of this morning's program. I tell you what we're going to do. We'll take one more quick piece of music, then I think we'll check in and see what Ingrid's up to. And then around about the bottom of the hour, half past, we're going to be checking in with Andreas, without any wisdom. He had his wisdom teeth out. Then all he's going to do for the rest of his life, really. This is The Love of the Common People. From Nicky Thomas.
Living on three food tickets, one in a milk from a home.
can you do? Tears from your little sister. Grandma, because she doesn't have a dress without the patch for the party to go. Oh, but you know, she get by. Oh, she's living in the love of a common people. Smile through the heart of a family man. God is gonna buy her a chain to cling to. Mama's gonna love her just as much as she can. And she can. It's a good thing you don't have bus fare. You could fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job, trying to keep your rent. But the hole in the shoe let the snow come through and chills into the bone. So you better go home where it's warm. You can live in the love of a common people. Smile through the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you as much as she can. And she can. And a fit on the Tuesday away. They come and strive, the family crowd. You know that faith is your foundation. Oh, there's the love and the warm conversation. Boy, don't forget to pray. Just make it strong, where you belong. So you can live in the love of the common people. Smile to the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? I'm free. Free. Oh, yeah, baby. I got my car back. Oh, yeah, she dug into my pocketbook a little bit, but, oh, my little ambulance, well, that's her nickname, the little white car that I drive. She looks so much like an ambulance the first day I drove her to my friend's house. 2004, I guess. My friend said, oh, it looks like you're driving an ambulance. And that's how she got her name. So she's named Ambulance. Well, she went into hospital. She had a little angioplasty. And now she's doing much, much better. She is doing so much better. She's in recovery. And, oh, we're going to go for a long ride today. We're going to drive home to El Valle because I got me some avocados. I'm jonesing to get up on that tree and pull them down. Plus the fact I need to get me some fresh air and some wide open spaces. I tell you, I love the city. I love the city. I've lived here for many, many years. But there's nothing better like going home to the countryside, to the little finca where I got some fruit and veggies and whatnot growing all around there. Oh, I'm so excited about going home. Yahoo! Yeah. Besides the fact I hadn't seen the Aussie now in almost 2 weeks. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I think he's missing me a little bit, too. He's been texting me a lot lately. Yeah, you know he's missing you when he says, when you coming home, Shane? When you coming home, Shane? That's an old movie. If you don't know it, you're not going to get it. It's okay. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty day. It's pretty early yet this morning. I got to pack up the car because there's some things I need to take from here to get back home. And we've got things here that I got some tiles I have to bring in so that the tile man can lay some tile. We got some curtains that the curtains got to hang, but I'm going to come back and do that next week. Well, geez, it is next week. I'll come back and do it on Friday. But don't think I'm not going to hit Freaky Friday. Fun fact, there's going to be a good one this week because you know why? Friday the 13th. Oh, imagine all the things we can talk about with Friday the 13th coming. All right, what day is it? I think it's Wednesday. Oh, it's hump day. Okay. You all have a wonderful humpity hump, humpity hump, humpity 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 hump day. And I will talk to you hopefully tomorrow. Back to you in the studio.
I drive up to Maswell Hill. I've even been to Selseyville. I drove along the A45. I had a rat 258. This cop I stopped me the other day. Your mistake, what could I say? The tyres were a little worn. They were okay, I could have stopped.
There we go. That is Madness and Driving in My Car. And luckily, that's something that that Ingrid's going to be able to do today. She's got an X-Trail. And I had an X-Trail for many, many years. Beautiful car. So reliable. Keep an eye on the time, 26 and a half after 8 o'clock. Go, that's it, the Mavericks and Summertime When I'm With You. We are keeping an eye on the time. The time is 29 minutes. That's at the bottom of the hour, just making our way to the bottom of the hour. And we're going to we're going to link up right now with Andreas. He's just popped up on our screen, and there he is. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, you're sorry, I'm sorry.
I might not emulate.
I beg your pardon. Hey, we don't do any of that on this program. No emulating here, you know.
Yes, I might not be the most clear of people today, but I'll try.
Well, it doesn't sound much different to normal to me.
Hey, my enunciation is beautiful.
Your who?
Enunciation.
You're a nun? You're going to have a tough day today. You've had your wisdom teeth taken out, haven't you?
One side, yes, this side.
Oh, so you've not lost all your wisdom?
Not all my wisdom. It's mostly gone.
Was it giving you a lot of trouble?
Especially the ones in the bottom were coming in a way that might affect me in the future.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So how are you feeling? I'm trying to be full of concern here. You know,
Yes, I can see.
How are you feeling?
Good. It's good. I'm a little in pain on this side, but I can eat from this side and talk. At least I can talk.
Yes, yes, we've noticed.
Yes.
Anyway, you've had a good week. Apart from that.
Yeah, it's been a slow week because I knew this was coming, and I spent the whole day yesterday in like a high school social taking care of that. So yeah.
Social Security.
I went to Social Security to get my wisdom teeth out. Yes.
Oh, then they're going to be a little bit wiser if they've got your wisdom tooth, then, aren't they?
I don't know, but it worked. It was fine. They were great. They could not take the one in the bottom out. Like, they really had to go in there and cut it in half. It was a whole thing. Oh, right. And they got to the point where the nerve is, and I didn't have anesthesia there at that point, so that really hurt.
Oh, okay, yeah. I paid extra for that for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they get out the Black & Decker drill at any time, or?
They did for many times.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're all right. Really?
I am.
Seriously?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
How's business going? I always like to ask you how that's doing.
It's good. It's moving. It's moving. We're growing slowly, but we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
We still have some good meetings ahead of us and a lot of opportunities. It's just taking care of business, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you went to the movies. When did you go to the movies? Not last night.
on the weekend. I went on the weekend because I knew on Tuesday I had my wisdom teeth. So I was like, if I don't go to the movies during the weekend, I can't do the Jerry D show. That's
Okay, don't say anymore because if you have to look for the word.
I'm going to be trustworthy.
Anyway, this would have been right up your street, this movie, wouldn't it?
It was. Yeah, I was excited to watch it. I think Jasmine watched it as well.
Hang on, let me walk over to that side of the room. Did you watch it, yes?
Hello, not yet.
Not yet, so...
Well,
we can't talk about it then.
So, wait, I think that's the second time in like 2 weeks that I have seen a movie that Jasmine was not invited to the premiere. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, were you invited to a function yesterday for Thermomix? She was.
For what?
Thermomix.
Thermomix?
Yes, it's very important. It's for doing food.
I'm going to take your word for it, my friend. Are those the...
Yes.
Like a blender? Like a blender thing?
Well, have you seen the price? I hope not.
I have no idea.
Anyway, tell us about Doctor Strange.
Let's go about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Jerry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by horror director Sam Raimi.
Who, by the way,
It is a director that mostly does horror movies.
Okay.
He directed this movie, but he is widely known in the superhero realm because he was the one that directed the first Spider-Man films from the early 2000s.
Okay.
Like, he was pretty much the one that ushered the superhero craze, I guess.
So he's to blame.
I don't know, man. That is a matter of perspective. So, anyways, it's starring one of your faves, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Elizabeth Olsen. And give us a plot, Jerry.
Okay, let me just go and put my cape on. Hold on, I'm it's not here. I'm gonna have to go and get my cape. Hold on.
That's a big studio.
Ah, there's the Cape. I mean, that's it. Let me. Hey, this is a professional outfit. It's not just a, I mean, we got a lot of space here. So anyway, now I've got my Cape. Dr. Stephen Strange casts a forbidden spell that opens the doorway to the multiverse, now including alternate versions of himself, whose threat, by the way, to humanity is too great for the combined forces of Strange, Wong, and Wanda Maximoff. Now, hang on. We got metaverse. Now we got multiverse.
Yeah, the metaverse is the Facebook thing that's failing miserably. This is the multiverse that is not failing miserably. This is making bank. Okay, This is making a lot of money.
And
it
premiered
to $185 million opening weekend in the States.
Okay, and Wong?
Wong is the Sorcerer Supreme.
Really? Yes. Well, I hope he got it white.
Oh.
And not Wong.
Okay. That's a thin line, Jerry. A thin line.
Yeah, it's the best I could do at short notice.
It's a thin line.
So
anyway, let's talk positive.
Let's get into it. Right.
Positive. Probably the most gory Marvel movie to date. This was surprising to me. And I loved it. There is some death scenes here that are pretty interesting. Like I was like, wow, this is the most graphic death scenes I've seen in a Marvel film. So I was intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
An incredible fight scene between the Scarlet Witch and the Illuminati. I love that was the part that was the most gory, but, or not gory, maybe graphic, but it was great. It was thrilling. That was the moment I was at the edge of my seat. It's close to the third act.
Mm-hmm.
Great special effects, and given the cosmic nature of the film, it was very important for those to work because it's a cosmic movie. They jump between dimensions and it needs to look. And there's a lot of special effects involved, and you're talking a lot about magic and sorcery. So it's like a Harry Potter film. It's like if the special effects on a Harry Potter film don't work, the movie's never going to work. It's the same thing with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
If the special effects are not working, the movie's not going to work. Elizabeth Olsen fully embraces the dark side of her powers, and the film gives a great continuation and closure to her story from WandaVision. You remember that TV show WandaVision, Jay? It premiered during the pandemic?
No.
On Disney Plus, well,
no.
It was a show that was loved by a lot of people, and it is the story of Scarlet Witch and Wanda Maximoff, and something happened in that show that directly connects to this film, and it kind of finishes the story for her, which I found it interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Benedict Cumberbatch feels more comfortable with the role with every appearance in the MCU. The first time he came on as Doctor Strange, I'm telling about 6 years ago, I wasn't convinced. Personally, I wasn't convinced with his performance. But he's been doing a lot of cameos in other films and being a part of other films. For example, he was a part of Spider-Man earlier
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell he's feeling more comfortable with the role. He's enjoying it more. He's having more fun with it. And I think he's great.
Has he played the part since the beginning? Or is it true?
Yes, he's played it in multiple films.
Mm.
But the first time it was a Doctor Strange movie, like an entire Doctor Strange movie, and this one was as well.
Mm-hmm.
But in between, he was part of the Spider-Man movie. He was part of the Avengers movie. Like mm-hmm. he's been in the multiverse in the MCU for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else do we have? America Chavez shows up from the very beginning and becomes a welcome addition to the main cast. America Chavez is a brand new superhero that is introduced in this movie. And her power is the ability to jump through universes. So she is the person that takes Doctor Strange through multiple universes. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. This sounds like a discussion about Bitcoin.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the same thing. It's based on the same technology. Mind-blowing, at least for this fan, and I'm saying this fan me,
mm-hmm.
mind-blowing cameos from old and new Marvel actors. And this is the beauty that Marvel has been doing lately. They've been adding people from the X-Men franchise that at one point was owned by a completely different studio. They are adding fan favorite or fan uh, or fan fan favorite actors in fan favorite roles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they all showed up here. I'm not going to spoil anything, but again, this fan right here, edge of my seat when that happened. I think I gave a vocal, wow, that's awesome kind of thing in the movie theater.
Did everybody turn around and look at you? Or?
No, because that's the beauty of going to movie theaters, Jerry.
Nobody can see you.
It is a community experience.
Right.
Okay. So everybody reacted at the same time. It's fun.
So there was a lot of woes. Funner.
It was a lot of like, yay, woes, clapping, etc. It's a community experience.
Oh, good.
So,
like prison, then.
Yes, that takes me to the next positive, the Avatar 2 trailer. You know, I go to the movies, you go to movie theaters, and before the movie, trailers come up, and they showed for the first time the Avatar 2 trailer that premieres in December, and you can tell this movie is made for theaters. Like, and that's why I say it's a positive, because...
This is a follow-on to the original Avatar? The one with...
Yes, correct. 15 years ago, yeah.
Wow, 15 years ago. Because I remember that was quite something when it came out, and that was... What? I mean, I went to the cinema and I watched it in 3D. It was brilliant.
Correct. I have to say, I enjoyed it so much in the movie theaters. I think I saw it twice in movie theaters, Avatar, the original one. And I even bought it on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
It has not aged well on Blu-ray, like the special effects.
Mm-hmm.
They have not aged well.
Mm-hmm.
So I know James Cameron, the director, has been saying that he is going to improve on those special effects for home release.
Mm-hmm.
For the streaming services on Avatar 1. But again, the trailer for the second one, it's made to be watched in the big screen, not in your tiny computer or screen with headphones. Go full blast. And I enjoyed it that it is playing next to Doctor Strange. That's a positive for me.
Okay, now you mentioned the trailer for Avatar in the middle of your positives.
Yes, because I loved it. I think it's a great reason to go to the movie theater. Oh, check out trailers for new movies.
Okay, but they didn't show it in the middle of the movie, did they?
No.
I'm just wondering why it was sort of put in the middle and not at the end.
Of my review?
Yeah, because you've got good closer for the Christian and Stephen Strange relationship.
I was writing as I remembered, Jerry.
Now we can tell you've had your tooth out.
Yeah.
Okay. That was our little advertising slot, was it?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right, fine.
Jasmine called me and said, we need to advertise Avatar 2.
Okay, but don't have the other tooth taken out, all right?
Okay.
Please.
Anyways, continue with the positives. A good closure for the Christine and Stephen Strange relationship. Christine was the love interest in the first movie. She really hasn't been a part of the MCU since that.
Mm-hmm.
And in this movie, she has a big role, and she also gets closure. The character, that relationship gets good closure. I think the fans are like, cool, move on from her. No problem. The second, the next positive, I think it's for you. The movie is a crisp 2 hours. No 3-hour movie. It is 2 hours on the dot. I think it is the best length for a movie.
Okay,
I think
yeah.
Past 2 hours 15, you've gone too far. I think
I'm inclined to agree with you.
Yep. Zombie Doctor Strange, I love this.
Is this another movie?
No. This is because Doctor Strange goes to multiple universes, you get a lot of different Doctor Strange. And one of them is a zombie, and it's awesome. What can I say?
Okay.
And the last one I'm going
to
say...
By the way, Bitcoin is starting to look quite simple. Carry on.
You know what I'm saying? The next positive, great production design for the multiple universes. Obviously, it was somebody's job to make every single world different, and they do a great job at it. Like, you really feel in a different environment every time. And there's even a scene where he's jumping between, like, 15 different universes, and the whole thing looks beautiful. I think it was really well done. You want to go into negatives real quick? There are not a lot of them, but let's go.
Yeah, no, let's go into negatives, because seeing as I got you on the phone, I won't put any music on, although I am tempted to put about a half an hour on, but I won't.
No, don't say that. Here we go, negatives. And these are, honestly, the negatives are thinking of you. And let's start with
thank you.
I believe that Marvel is starting to make their films less mainstream, okay?
Mm-hmm. So just fan-based.
Yes, it seems a little bit that way. They're making it very convoluted. They're making it that you need to watch multiple films prior watching this. Like, it's becoming very comic booky.
Mm-hmm.
Comic books, there were different writers and different animators coming on and tinkering with stories to the point that it was impossible to follow a thread.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming a little bit like that, which for me, it's not a problem because I've been following for the years they've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But for people that just want to watch a movie, it might be complicated and it might turn them off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how that progresses. Keep in mind, their last couple of films, if you take away Spider-Man, have not been huge, not commercial hits, because they have been commercial hits, but they haven't been critic hits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Since Spider-Man, so that's okay. Something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
A convoluted plot that requires previous movie and TV show watching, because this is what I was referring to. Like, this movie, if you don't watch Spider-Man, if you don't watch specifically WandaVision, those two films,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you are going to be incredibly lost in this movie.
Okay.
Very little screen time for Wong. I mentioned Wong is a great side character. He's Sorcerer Supreme after Endgame. And he's kind of the comic relief and the yin yang to Stephen Strange. And in this movie, he kind of has a lackluster arc, let's say.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
America's ending felt short, lacked emotional depth. I'm talking about America Chavez, the superhero. They tell her origin and where she comes from, and it's very emotional. But at the end, you kind of wanted that story to end, or that story to like tie a bow on it, and they mm-hmm. don't, and it feels kind of short, as I said.
There. Okay.
Dumb post-credit scenes. I stayed. Me and my wife Googled if there were any post-credit scenes,
mm-hmm.
as every Marvel film has, and there is one in the mid-credits, which was really good and really surprising. But then we read there was a second one at the end, and we stayed all the way to the end, and it's a waste of time.
Well, that's why they tell you. You see, they want you to stay till the end. I don't know if I mentioned it to you before. I think I might have done, but in the old days, you know, when you went to the cinema in the United Kingdom, they played the national anthem at the end of the movie, and you weren't allowed to leave until they played. So you had to stay for all those credits at the end, and then you could leave after they played the national anthem.
I have to say, the good thing about staying for the credits is appreciation of the people working on the film.
Only if you've got a very, very quick eye, because they go, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but it's like a lot of people put a lot of time into it, and some appreciation is always nice. But that's not done anymore, and what they did to fix that was add post-credit scenes that meant
mm-hmm,
something.
Mm-hmm.
Post-credit scene means very little.
I mean, I remember working with a film crew. One of the offices I had in London, we had a film crew sharing the same sort of floor space. And when they did the credits, they even put the name of the guy who did the tea.
Jesus.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't him. It was some. It was another guy. But they actually put on the credits, you know. They put, first of all, I didn't notice it, but they probably put so-and-so boils the water and so-and-so makes the tea. Sugar provided by so-and-so and so-and-so. But anyway, I can tell you now what I did find out about that, working with those guys. Talk about a rip-off. Oh, I mean, any friend that is, you know, sort of about, 10 times related to any of the people, and they all get a job. It's a little bit like politics, really.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So, final comments.
Final comments, my friend. No, one more negative. One
oh,
more
good,
negative.
Another negative. Mm-hmm.
Yes, another negative. You like negatives. The laws of the multiverse are all over the place, and the Mortar storyline dropped in favor of growing the MCU. This is, I mentioned them together because they're kind of connected. In the first film, 6 years ago, they ended the movie with, like, teasing who was going to be the big baddie for the second one. And because it's been 6 years and the MCU has been changing so much,
mm-hmm.
and they've been growing so much, they completely dismissed that altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been happening a lot lately that obviously they're trying to grow, so they leave a lot of threads hanging from past films. So that's what I'm saying. For example, they brought on the multiverse in the Spider-Man movies, and we get three different actors playing one character. But in this movie, the same actor plays Doctor Strange in every single multiverse. So that's what I'm saying. They're kind of picking and choosing their rules, which is fine. Obviously, it's a creative thing, but they're at some point they're going to have to hone in and try to make some laws actually work or make sense at all.
Okay.
Again, that's me being very particular, but I do feel they're going to have a continuity issue not very far from now. So, anyways.
Okay.
Final comments.
We have a quick advert here. Came from Renee. Renee dropped us a line, and she about your wisdom. She says, "Whoa, kind of old to just now remove wisdom teeth." Well, that's okay, Renee, because it's taken a long time for him to get wise enough to be able to have them taken out. You have to bear this in mind. Okay. She says, "I had mine removed when I was in high school. Lots of salt water." Swishing, Andrew. So you have to do a lot of salt water swishing. Is that what you're drinking? Salt water? You're doing swishing?
No, I'm drinking a cold brew coffee.
That's not swishing.
That's not swishing. No. Actually, the doctor said no swishing in the mouth.
No swishing
for a couple of days.
Oh dear.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That wasn't very wise.
Anyways, yeah. Anyways, final comments on this movie.
Okay.
50-50. I was 50-50 going into watching the Doctor Strange sequel, but I was happily surprised with the results. I believe the success of this huge film is because the central conflict is rooted in a very human emotion. In this case, a mom mourning the loss of her family. Doctor Strange also manages to become the scariest and most grown-up film in the MCU canon. To the point that there is a debate online regarding the PG-13 rating. It is a must-watch for MCU fans, but I believe non-avid watchers will be a bit lost.
Okay. Now, I saw that last sort of Spider-Man movie with Doctor Strange in it. Is that enough of background for me to go and watch this?
I think maybe maybe read a little bit about WandaVision before you go watch it.
Is that a type of screen for your TV? Or?
It is actually based on... It is an ode to old sitcoms, but it has a very... tragic undertone behind it.
If
that makes any sense. But if you can read about it, I think you can get the gist of the story before going into this movie.
Okay, and I suppose I better look up on the Metaverse or the whatever it is?
Multiverse. No, Metaverse is the Facebook thing.
It begins with an M. I mean, they could have given it another name. Two M's?
Wait, and in Marvel's defense, the multiverse has been created since the 60s, though. Let's be honest.
So what are you going to watch this week?
I don't know what's premiering. I have no idea what's premiering, but I know Top Gun is coming soon, which I'm super excited about.
Oh, that'll be nice.
I think that's the most excited movie. Like, that's just the most excited for a movie this year.
This is a remake or a sequel?
It's a sequel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tom Cruise is back. They have a brand new cast.
Tom Cruise is back as what?
As Maverick.
He's a bit old for that, isn't he? Now he can't fly a plane.
Are you crazy? He's still doing Mission Impossible movies, man. That guy is probably the best stuntman working in Hollywood, and he's like 55.
Is that all?
Man, I can't tell you he's older if he's not. I think Jasmine can look that up. Jasmine, how old is Tom Cruise? I think he's 55.
Don't go, because I got Tom. Oh, okay, right. Tom Cruise. He is. Wait for it. He was. He's 59. He's nearly 60. He shouldn't be flying planes at that age.
That's insane.
You know?
Man, he's still doing halo jumpers and hanging from planes and going underwater for 7 minutes.
I mean, in a couple of months, in July the 3rd, he's 60.
Well, he's in Top Gun Maverick, and he's filming right now a new Mission Impossible movie, so this dude doesn't stop.
He's probably got a body double, that's what it is.
Maybe it's a Scientology.
It could be that. So, okay. Well, when is that coming out then?
I think it's coming out late May, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I think right now, I mean, maybe Jasmine knows what's premiering this week. I have no idea.
Okay, and...
let me see if I can find out real quick. By the way, for people out there who haven't seen, I know Jasmine and I really enjoyed the Sandra Bullock movie. Well, the Sandra Bullock movie is already in streaming services, if you have Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Yeah, so people who haven't seen that can go and watch it in the... Okay, supposedly this week is Dog, a movie called Dog, and the Great Earthquake or something.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like a good weekend, Jerry.
No.
I've seen Dog, though. I've seen Dog already, so we can talk about that, I guess.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, my friend, I'll let you go and let you... take your painkillers or whatever it is that is keeping you
sane.
Well, look, you keep well. And
all the best, Jerry.
We'll be back with you next week. All right? Keep yourself out
take
of...
Take care.
Don't get any germs.
Yeah. Try and take some antibiotics.
There you go. All right. Take care, my friend.
Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
There we go. Andres Tamenti. And that's this week's movie review. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Keep an eye on the time. We're 3.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. That's at 9 o'clock.
Come on, little soldier, you look so tired. You nearly fell out of that chair. Turn down the television, pick up your toys, and I'll race you to the top of the stairs. Cuddle up close and I'll turn out the light, and we'll look for the man in the moon. I'll tell you a story about Gotham City, if you promise not to grow up too soon. It's time for bed, my little boy, lay down your head. And I'll be here when you wake up with Woody and Buzz and a great big hug. I'll be here when you wake up with your shoes and socks and a house full of love.
Batman, Spider-Man.
My daddy told me stories when I was a boy about castles, kings and knights. Bonnie, Prince Charlie and football teams and ships that disappear in the night. It's time for bed, my little son, lay down your head. Ooh, and I'll be here when you wake up with Woody and Buzz and a great big hug. I'll be here when you wake up with your shoes and socks and a loving cup. You are my life. Yeah, you are my life. Now you're sleeping and the house is quiet. We got a lifetime to share. And I'm gonna be the best dad I can be. And I ain't going nowhere, nowhere. I know you're missing your mama tonight. You're the sunshine in the day. But sometimes things don't work out in life. Grown-ups are funny that way. Oh, lay down your head, my beautiful boy. Lay down your head. And I'll be here when you wake up with Woody and Buzz and a great big hug. I'll be here when you wake up with your shoes and socks. And a great big heart, I'll be here. Now don't be afraid.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
Turn
eyes.
Around.
Every now and then I fall
apart.
Of the heart.
me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so you are. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones. Got a thing going on. Gonna be extra careful. We can't afford to build our hopes up too high. I wanna meet and talk with you at the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over.
Oh, there we go, Billy Paul and me and Mrs. Jones. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 22 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And just let me remind you, joining me probably in around about 5 or 6 minutes' time, we're going to be talking with Winnie T. Sitton. We're going to be talking about a play that he's putting on. It's a tribute to the Panamanian author, Raul Lise, and it's going to be, it's the premiere work. It's called El Puente, The Bridge, so it's going to be great. We're going to be talking with Winnie T. Sitton about that, and of course a lot of other things as well, because he's a very talented man. One of the things I was talking, you might notice when I was talking earlier on, that stood out was he's done some great work, including more than 10 stand-up comedy monologues. So, yeah, looking forward to that. Winnie T. Sutton joining me in just a little while. This is Celine Dion, featuring the Bee Gees on here as well. It's called Immortality.
So this is who I am since all of me. And I must just live for all that I can give. The spark that makes the power grow. And I will stand for me. Treat me if I can. Symbol of my faith in who I am. But you are my only. And I must follow on the road that lies ahead. Now won't let my heart control my head. But you are my only. We don't say goodbye. We don't say goodbye. And I know what I've got to be. Immortality. I make my journey through eternity. Keep the memory of you and me inside. Fulfill your destiny. Is there within the track? My soul will never end. My fate is on the way. The king of hope, the joker of the way.
There we go. There's Michael Jackson, bit of Michael Jackson there, and Could Never Say Goodbye, following on from Celine Dion, Forever Saying Goodbye. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are making our way 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to us, of course, on 89.3 Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Looking forward to chatting with my guest in this segment of the programme. I would say a very good morning and welcome to Winnie. Winnie T. Sitton. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well and all the better for seeing you.
No, thanks. Thanks for this opportunity to talk about the play we're working on.
No, absolutely. And got plenty to talk to you about that. But one of the things I was looking at this morning, and I was chatting earlier on to Andreas, who was with us, and I see, I mean, all the sort of amazing things you're doing. And the one that stood out was 10 stand-up comedy monologues. Bit of a comedian?
Yeah, I'm not so sure if I was a comedian, or I'm still a comedian. I'm not sure about it, because I'm always like I don't know, confused about that. But I used to be a stand-up comedian, yes. And
I mean,
hopefully it was like really good. And people came to see the show, so.
Were you doing all right?
Yeah. And I think I'm coming back. I miss being a comedian, yes, and I think it's important in Panama to do that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So I think I'm gonna come back this year, maybe.
But
it's true. I do a lot of stuff, and actually, yes, I'm also a comedian.
That's wonderful, because I tell you what, to be a stand-up comedian, as we would say in English, but I'll do it in Spanish, is you have to have some huevos to do that, you know. And if you want to...
So you speak Spanish.
Only the good bits. No, I mean, well, congratulations on that. I mean, if you say people enjoyed it, if you didn't come away with a lot of old tomatoes and eggs, you did really well.
No, not at all. Not at all. It was really a surprise for me, because I never imagined myself to do comedy. Mm-hmm. When I started in the theater, I was expecting to be like a serious actor and do Shakespeare and all that stuff. But suddenly people started talking to me like, you are really funny. And I was like, just like paying attention. And in a moment in my life, I say like, people are always saying to me that I'm really funny. So I have to do something with that, because
that's brilliant.
It's not like, you know, it's hard to be funny, and it's hard like people to actually give that to you or that credit to you. So.
Well, trust me, Winnie, I try to be funny and it doesn't normally work. Listen, it is really wonderful to talk to you. And to say you are incredibly accomplished, and we're going to be talking about the tribute to Raúl Lis that you're doing, which is a play called El Puente. And sort of looking, what made you decide on this particular play, Winnie? Because from what I can see, it's a little bit dark.
Yeah, it depends on how you, I won't say it's not dark. Mm. I would say, for me, it's like an interesting play. My English is very bad looking, as Celia Cruz would say. The project started because I really want to make a tribute to Raúl Lis. That's mm-hmm. the thing. And that guy was a really important playwright, intellectual, journalist. Mm-hmm. He do a lot of stuff. He was a really important guy. He died 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the project starts from there. And then I start reading all his plays, and I found this one. It's one of his most iconic or most well-known
mm-hmm.
plays.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, it's kind of a tragedy. It's a social drama for me. It's a Panamanian
right.
tragedy about two suicides. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, that's correct. Yeah,
suicides that are really in a really extreme moment of your life. So maybe you say it's a dark play, but I think it's a really actual play.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about things that right now in Panama and in the world are really important
right.
to discuss about. Mental health and a lot of things. I think it was like a a pretty good play to come back with Raul and talk about mm-hmm. what is happening in Panama and in the world. So, and the characters are really good. They're two strong characters that really they're really struggling with life and a lot mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. issues and problems. So, I choose that play because of that. I think it's a really good play. It's a dramatic play. Not everything is laughs and comedy. And for me, it's really important to use the theater to think about what's going on in Panama.
Let's face it, Winnie, you've only got to look at the news. Unfortunately, I have to report it every day, the Panama news and the international news. But one of the things which you just brought up there, and I mean, in a way, this is quite apt because a lot of us, you know, we've all suffered two and a half years of the issues that we've had with COVID and which are still ongoing, and we have other underlying problems now. We've got things like inflation, and I think what you say just mentioned is the issue of mental health. Because I often say on here, Winnie, is look, you know, physical disabilities you can see and you can sort of put your finger on, but when it comes to mental problems, mental issues, it's not something that's seen. It's like an inner demon, if you like, that we deal with. So you know the topic, and I mean, I look forward to seeing because the topic is very relevant. People struggling with what is going on around them. And somehow it's a little bit too much for us to cope. How do you get on with your, I would imagine that it's minimalist from the point that there's just two actors involved. Is that correct?
It's just two actors mm-hmm. involved. And that's kind of a how do I say it? For me, it's pretty stimulating. The type of theater that I like, it's based on acting, on actors and mm-hmm. actresses. Mm-hmm. That's the thing I like. I not necessarily need a huge scenography. I need is two good actors, a good actor mm-hmm. and an actress. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's a good play. And I really, right now, I got that. Mm-hmm. So rehearsals have been really tough because of obviously, it's not easy to have a show with just two people mm-hmm. work, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. but I think we're getting very. I'm really happy. I would say that I have to say that I'm really happy with the process and what we are reaching to. What we are discovering about these two characters, Rosalba mm-hmm. and Joaquin, are the names of the characters. Mm-hmm. And every day we are just about to open next week. But every day we are discovering new things about these characters and mm-hmm. what their problems and what they're struggling with and what are the purposes to that take them to the Puente de las Américas, the American bridge mm-hmm. to commit a suicide in this, that morning. And also I have to say we have a musician, we have a composer that is making, original score for the play. So that's
mm-hmm.
that's a privilege, and to have his name is Rodrigo Dennis. He's actually this is like the fourth project we work together, and he's amazing. And what we are accomplishing with the music with the play to the play, it's for me it's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy, really.
Excellent. And how was your sort of audition process? I mean, did you have many people for the job and you know
not at all.
Or you had your own people in mind?
For the female character, I have two options.
Mm-hmm.
So I make a little audition for these two. But I was like pretty sure that I would like to work with Mara. The actress name is Mara Betancourt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's a really strong woman and she's a really strong actress. We kind of have the same origins in theater.
Right.
But with
yes.
the popular theater mm-hmm. here in Panama. Mm-hmm. And I was looking forward to work with her like years ago. The thing is that I was busy doing comedy, stand-up comedy. And so I came back to theater and now I have the project to work with her. And for the male character, yes, I auditioned like maybe six.
Right.
Seven mm-hmm. actors, mm-hmm. And it was more like, for the, because of the age of the character. It's a young character that I was looking for, and so I opened an audition, but it was like six or maybe seven actors.
Hey, we got a guest. Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah. So that process was really short. It was like just a weekend. I was looking for my team. Hopefully I found it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And how about from your perspective as a play for actually directing Winnie? Difficult play to direct?
I think one of the most difficult thing is how to manage like the energies of this character,
right,
because they are struggling with heavy problems, and also how to work this play in the National Theater of Panama, which is a huge theater.
Yeah.
And it's a minimalistic play of two characters that are staying 1 hour in a bridge. That's it. We don't have like that much. And how to get that in a huge theater, and also try to looking to have a really intimate play, because it's a huge venue, but I really want to have an intimate play about these two characters. So I think that's like the real challenge here we are like accomplished in terms of directing. And also I think like how to create the universe.
Okay.
And that involves the music, the composer, the rehearsals, the production involved, the dresses, everything, how to use have the like the pieces of rompecabezas. I don't know how to say it, the puzzle, like a piece of the puzzle, and you start like putting together, and this universe starts like appearing. The thing with me as a director is that I never want to have like a process that I go directly to. I like to discover what the play needs. And I start reading, and I start, what for me is really important, to ask questions to the actors, to the actress, to the musician, like how would we do that, this, how does this character will do this or that, or so that for me is like a more intuitive process to how to get to. I'm not really looking for a result. I really want to get involved in the process and what it say to me, and then I just like put in the stage. And I think what is really key in this process is also to bring back Raúl's universe. It's a play that this is really difficult too in the adaptation we made, because it's a play that was written or wrote like 22 years ago. So we kind of bring in to a new era, 22 years later. Panama has some of the same issues, but they have new issues. So that's part of the creative process or the directed process.
Because he sort of wrote to quite a bit, wasn't it? He had 40 published works as an author.
He wrote a lot. He was he wrote poetry. He wrote short stories. He wrote theater. Theater was like the most the genre that he most write about. But he was also a sociologist, so he wrote a lot of that too. But plays, maybe he had like 15 plays that were published, because he had a lot of community theater plays that he has in his archives and never get published.
Right.
So I read like 10, 11 plays, and I, this is my first option. I read all of the 15 plays, and then I get back to this one and say, like, I think this is the one I do. But maybe how you describe it at the beginning, I was like, I think this theme is really relevant.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I don't know if it's in Panama or it's general, but people have this, like, conflict without doing with doing tragedies. This conflict that, oh, the public will just like comedies, and I'm not so sure about it. I think
I think you're absolutely wrong. I mean, I think that what we should have in the theater is a great diversity, and not just musicals and jolly stuff. Sure. Because let's face it, it's education. And, you know, and it gets back to what I was saying earlier on, because being somebody that personally suffers from some issues, I suffer, you know, my listeners know, I mean, one of my big things is I suffer from anxiety, and have done for many, many, years. And I think, you know, knowing what you suffer from is a good way of being able to deal with it. But, as I said, it is relevant. I think it's particularly relevant now because people have gone into areas that they had never envisaged. You know, we've been into, you know, I don't think the world has ever been locked down before. And, you know, and it's something that we are people. We need communication. We need to be close with other people. So there's bound to be sort of, and then of course we come straight out of that. And then we've got all the issues that are going on now in Europe as well. It's tough, and I think it's very, very important because it is a type of education. And like I say, when you have, from what I can ascertain from the play, you've got two people that are struggling with various issues, and they're talking them through with each other. And I noticed, you know, you don't give away what happens in the end, and I think that's because that's something to look forward to, one way or the other.
I won't say anything.
No,
but
no.
But you know what? What I would like to say that even when I do comedy, because if you, I'm also a playwright, and not all, but I have a few comedies, but even if I do a comedy, I really want to talk about a theme that we all can relate as a society. It's, for me, it's really important that the theater that I produce, that I direct, or that I write, I can get in contact with my society. For me, it's difficult to present something, even if it is a stand-up comedy, and I'm talking about irrelevant things or things that are not happening here to us. And you just mentioned something that's really important. As I talk to my friends or interviews, people are struggling with a lot of things, and it's important for us to sit down, to think about it, not be like just, I said it in a really responsible way, but not only to taking pills or just be inside the cellular phone. No, we have to deal with these things and talk about what's happening, and get some information about the crisis, the political crisis, economic crisis of being locked down, everything. Is just like around us and affecting us. I think theater gave us this opportunity to sit down and talk and think about what's going on in Panama and in the world. So,
sure, and I think what you were just saying as well with regards to the use of comedy, because you can, in fact, you can deal with some very dark topics in comedy, and you can get away. You can get away with making a joke of it. Then you know, sometimes, because you know, having a bit of a British sense of humour, you know, it's one of these things where you can actually, if you do, you can say something really quite nasty to somebody with a smile on your face, you know, you can actually get away with it. It is important. I mean, and you've seen. I mean, I saw a comedian. He was from Malawi, I think it is, in Africa, and he did a stand-up comedy for one of these contestant shows. But he was able to actually make fun of issues to do with that, you know. You know, he sort of said, well, I'm from Malawi. You might not know where Malawi is, but if you ask Madonna, she's got all our children, you know, because she adopts children from life. And he was actually making fun of himself and the situation, and that is a very, very good way of addressing topics, which when you try and talk about it seriously, people, no, you can't say that. So don't give up the stand-up comedy.
No, not at all. And you know what? I never use this word for anything at all. But I discovered that comedy is therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
When people get in the shows and start laughing and laughing and laughing, I was like thinking, meanwhile, I'm doing my monologue and I'm watching them like, these people really need to laugh.
It's
cathartic, and,
sure.
and we are laughing about what's going on with us. So it's really important. And as you say, many comedians are really dark. That's my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to talk about issues that are really important and give some new perspectives of those issues.
I mean,
different perspectives.
Sure, sure.
Comedians, we are not intellectuals. We are just comedians.
That's yeah. Now, my mother had an absolutely, God bless her, she's no longer with us, but she had an absolutely amazing sense of humor. And between us, we were always laughing. And then one day I said to her, I just saw a piece on the news. I said that, you know, apparently the more you laugh, the longer you live. So I said, I'm not going to tell you any more jokes. Dark humor, you see. There we go. Hey, listen, what we must do, Winnie, is tell everybody... El Puente, at the Teatro Nacional. That's an amazing venue you've got for that as well.
This is my first play in the National Theater, so I'm kind of scared in a good way, so that's good.
Well, that's good.
Excuse me?
No, I was just going to say that that's good, because if you're not feeling worried about it, there's something wrong, really, isn't there?
I think so. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but it's more like it's really stimulating to be there, because it's the most important venue here in Panama, and a lot of the biggest artists from here, from Rogelio Sinan to Anita Villalaz, the greatest ones in Panama, start there. So for me to be there is amazing.
Absolutely.
But we're going to be there next week, starting Thursday 19, Sunday 22. Just for shows, how do you say, shows at 8 o'clock next week.
Okay.
And the tickets are right now, you can buy the tickets right now in Panatickets.
Mm-hmm.
It's online, so you can just get them and hopefully come to see the play El Puente from Raúl Leys, to be part of this tribute we are doing with this one of the greatest playwriters and intellectuals from Panama that was born in Cologne, and he was a really important guy for us, for me particularly, and I discovered for a lot of people he was a great person here.
This is I want to know the name of your cat.
Charlene.
Because if I knew you were going to have your cat, I'd have gone and got my parrot.
Oh, okay. You know, if you go to my, I have two cats, and if you go to my YouTube channel, I have a web series.
Oh yeah.
A web series with my two cats. Yeah, I made it in the lockdown. I was like, I was just locked down here. I had nothing to do. I lost my job. I have no money. I have no shoes. I was sober, so I was like, what am I gonna do? So I started writing a web series with my cats.
Wonderful.
So, if you were to check it out, it's kind of funny.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, listen, Winnie, I was looking forward to our discussion this morning, and it's been great, and I'm going to keep reminding everybody to go along and see El Puente. We're going to put some links on our website today to Panatickets, where you can get tickets as well, and many congratulations, and really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us this morning. And I'm going to get you to write me a comedy, stand-up comedy script. I'll have a go.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your help, this space to talk about what we're doing and to get some people that maybe hopefully will come to see the play.
Absolutely. And we'll keep reminding everybody. Winnie, thank you so very much. And I hope to speak to you again in the future.
Of course.
Great. All the very best. Have a wonderful day. There we go. Then my guest, Winnie T. Sitton. So don't forget, that's coming up from the 19th to the 22nd. We're going to keep reminding you. And also we'll put some links on our website today.
Yeah.
go. Yes, so take us out of this morning's program. Dionne Warwick with the Bee Gees in the background there as well. Our day will come, and time on the breakfast show. Well, time for me to go. It's just 4 minutes away from the top of the hour. Let me say a big thanks this morning to Andreas for this week's movie review, and just now to my special guest on this morning's program. It was great to talk to Winnie. Winnie T. Sitton. Don't forget to go and see El Puente. We'll have some information on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa, this morning. That'll be up by about 11 o'clock. So thanks also, of course, needless to say, to Yasmin, my producer here in The Breakfast Show. It's been a busy morning. Didn't have a chance to say good morning. Well, we did say good morning to Yasmin when we had Andres, but just a little bit. Anyway, we'll have more of Yasmin tomorrow. And big thank you to Ingrid. She's going to be making her way back to the interior today. To my co-producer, Neil Danby, for all the background work he does on the program. The boys and girls of Grupo Grada for getting us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. And just please, please remember between now and then, all right, be careful what you're doing, whatever you're doing. Do it safely. If you're driving and you're doing more than 10 kilometres an hour, make sure you put your seatbelt on. And remember, the reason for this is tomorrow morning, what do I want to be doing at 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.